Attends, on va le start, hein, bienvenue. Mon nom c'est Yavod.
Well, you always move the car, you got things. Flattened it, and there was a.
Remove the lines, one in the middle.
Stack is still, well, blown down a couple of years ago.
You can see it out the window, more or less, can't you, from out loud?
Yeah. There's Leo's on there now.
A young rugby side. I can't say the word. Pum Campur Asgallion around the 91.
What a school, I suppose,
yeah? Yes, I should imagine so, yeah.
Well, you didn't go to Welsh school, of course?
No, needless to say.
No.
Secondary modern was my limit, how was it?
Did your parents speak Welsh?
No, my parents. My father spoke a little, very, very little Welsh, mind.
My grandparents could. They could speak Welsh.
Where do they come from now? Do you know where your grandparents came from?
The Rhondda, my grandmother.
Yeah.
My grandfather was, I think it was from Swansea way, further down.
Right.
Well, my grandmother, she was born in Pontygwaith, and she could speak Welsh, mind.
Yeah.
But my grandfather I never ever seen, and I don't know, I should imagine he could speak Welsh.
Right. And where did he come from?
I am not sure, to be honest. It's Rhondda somewhere, but I'm not absolutely sure where.
Rhondda, yeah.
My other grandparents, they came from the north of England. Where was it? West Country, I think, my grandfather. Great-grandfather.
Yeah. No, I met quite a few around here who came from the West Country. I'm going to say their fathers or grandfathers.
Well, my great-grandfather on my mother's side, he was from Bristol.
So the same, you see?
Yeah. Somerset was in
there. Came for the work.
That's it.
Yeah.
Immigrants, aren't they? Neighbour.
Perhaps that's why my mother could never speak Welsh and my father's family could.
Yes, I've got to do with it. Well, I wasn't saying all Welsh politicians, then, but I think that's Harold Wilson, no?
Yeah, in his younger days.
Is Harold Wilson? I'm not sure.
No, they're all secretaries. They're all
Welsh secretaries, is it?
Welsh secretaries.
I don't recognise that one anyway. He looks like William Hartnell, he does. He used to be in Doctor Who, so he reminds me of
that.
James Griffiths, do you remember? Do you hear of him?
No, not to be honest.
He was in the first, the Attlee government after the
A little bit before my time, right? So. I'm not sure what that is.
That's, that down by the heritage,
Luke Smither, is it? Could well be.
Yeah.
That looks like Triabod behind that.
Yeah.
Pompey in the background.
Triangle.
Oh, we know last team, always says so there.
Yeah.
So we're breaking it up.
Bottom of all that.
Yeah.
Was that near Lewis Murphy?
Yes, next one down from Lewis Murphy, Timo.
Next one down.
That's the one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Timo, and then.
Just go down the Lewis Murphy to get the Timo in the end, isn't it? Something
like that. Yeah, they've got a shaft joining them up.
It's a local factory, I recognise the old AB Electronics Components Company.
Yeah, that's flattened now, isn't it?
That's gone.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they say it's gone from there. They've opened it up further up than the valleys now. Up in Stanley down there, somewhere like that.
Yeah, well, his father-in-law was one of the bosses up there, wasn't he?
Yeah. And that's Cliff, if I'm not mistaken. Is that Cliff from the, on the TV now?
Yes,
that's
him,
right? Well, actually, he's a Tobarnock boy, just from up the road a bit. So, he went down this club. He was a regular here once, before he became more famous.
Did you come down to the club here?
Yes, he's seen us off on a few trips, he'd have.
Aye.
I'm trying to think of his last name now. Cliff, what's it?
Cliff Morgan.
Cliff Morgan, of course it is. Yes, he's from the top of Trapano, isn't he? Originally, he went to school over in Tom River.
And he comes to the club, does he? Sometimes?
Well, he used to, you know, for years now. Some of the older members remember him well, yeah. So.
You run a few trips from the club.
Yeah.
Do you always know where they go then?
Scotland mainly.
Scotland,
France.
Ireland.
For the rugby.
The boys went to France last year, we're going to Ireland next year. So we're all saving a weekly shilling, as the song says. And
Oh, you do a savings scheme, do you?
Yeah, we just keep the books open and we offer something in each week.
That's nice.
Pay for the trip and hopefully some spending money as well then.
At least a little trip once a year, see you now.
You can break now and get away from the wives and all the rest of it.
The wives don't go
as well. No. It's strictly taboo, that is.
It's the wrong type of trip, a rugby trip to take women, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't appreciate it.
What's the best trip you had then?
Oh, Scotland, I like. Mind you, I've never been to France, so I wouldn't know about that one.
I had some good ones in Scotland, France, and in Ireland, but I think the Irish trips, and some of the ones have been the best, I mean.
Yeah. You go up to Scotland this time?
No, I couldn't afford it this time, I couldn't. I don't think Derek had the same trouble, didn't he?
No, I was going, wasn't I? But they wouldn't give me the time off work.
That's right, of course he was.
So, in the end, I couldn't go. There were so many going, I couldn't get the time off myself.
Oh. How many days did you have to take off?
Well, actually, it was only one. Because it was a long weekend.
Yeah.
And I worked out that it was only one day I had to take off.
Yeah.
Because there was four other boys already going, they wouldn't let me have the one day.
Oh.
So I didn't go.
Oh, so it's your way, but it wasn't a win anyway, was it?
No.
It was a disaster, actually.
And it wasn't too bad, the trip I missed anyway, because it was about the worst place the boys have ever stayed up there.
Oh,
it was way outside Scotland in a very, very small village.
So how does a trip usually go from the start to the finish? We set off from here, do you?
We start off from here. Well, it depends where you're going. Obviously, the coach normally. They pick us up here. Well, we all congregate here, you know. We all meet here.
Local coach, is it?
Yes, that's what we normally have. And then we sometimes we stop on the way up, have a meal. Mostly we just try and get there as fast as we can.
Yeah.
And then we more or less throw our cases into the bedroom and start enjoying ourselves as quickly as possible. That's the main object of it.
Well, we used to stay in Kendal when we was going all the way up to Dundee.
Yeah.
Stop in Kendal for an hour and a half, something like that.
Have a meal
and...
that's nice.
A couple of pints. Mind you don't really need a couple of pints because there's normally plenty of beer on the bus.
Yeah, so it's normally well provisioned to say at least this.
And you stay in Dundee for
the boys normally stay in Dundee, but we stay everywhere, don't we?
Yeah, we've gone all over the shop now, but we have. So I stayed in Dundee twice when we used to run a big course trip from here then, didn't we?
Yeah. But it's everywhere now. Edinburgh is the best, I find. You break in the heart of this, everything then, like, you know,
yeah.
A lot easier.
But if they're playing in Murrayfield, would you stay in Dundee?
Oh, yes, we've done that and travelling to.
Quite a way,
isn't it? Yes, but now we're outside. But the train comes over the old bridge there, there's no problem, like, so we travel in. I mean, you a lot more see it in the bar than go to see it, I think, more often or not, but...
Oh, a lot more.
Do they?
Yes,
You'll be surprised.
They stay in the bar, they don't go to the match at all.
Oh, hardly ever.
First 50 if you want a trip, you're lucky if...
Six or seven
go to the match.
That's it, and that's not me, that's about it.
But you've got tickets, have you?
It's another rare thing nowadays, getting tickets to go on, but we normally find them, well, the ones who try hard enough, like, you know.
So you go up, you book for the trip, whether or not you can get a ticket?
Oh, yes, aye. As long as you're up there to give them support, as long as you're close at hand, sort of thing.
Always supporting the
pubs.
It's always on the telly, isn't it?
Marvellous Invention on TV.
Long way to go to watch a telly now, but... Still an excellent trip, right?
Oh, there are. That's the old king and queen. You should imagine that's wartime. I'm sure. Looking at it. Look at that, it's in the back, the wardens and all the rest of it.
Do you remember any VIPs visiting around here?
I remember seeing the Queen and Prince Philip. I think Prince Charles had been across the road there, landed on the rugby club ground in Porth, visiting the Heritage Park in his red helicopter. I can remember that. What else have we seen there?
I've never seen him, though.
No, I've seen him taken off and I've seen him with him, but then.
Aye.
Well, that's about it.
You don't all turn up swearing and waving your Union Jacks,
No, I can't say I'm much of a royalist myself. I stick by the Queen and one or two of them, there's too many hangers on for me, like him.
When you see the police all over the place, you think, well, somebody's visiting, and half the time you don't know who it is anyway.
Yeah.
So, what's that one there? Oh no, that is definitely Alan Wilson this time, I got that one right. What is he doing now? Social welfare film of the Britain's cooperative movement. Vic Feather, I remember him well. TUC. Gone now. That's a very old chapel.
Where's that one, the chapel?
Oh, I don't know where it is.
It's not local, is it?
Do you go to chapel?
No.
No, not me. Not the morning. Did as a child, but there.
Was it like?
It was both when I was there. Bilingual it was. They tried to. In the old Sunday school, that's a long back, far back I'm going.
Yeah, I went a few times. Not very many, mate. No. You gotta be honest.
Did your parents make you go?
No, my parents never made me go. They always said it's my choice if I wanted to go.
Yeah.
I said one day, well, I'm going to church this morning. Well, carry on then.
I was encouraged, but I wasn't made to go. Like. But, I think of everybody a year after that, he started it.
I don't think I even lasted a year. I think I lasted 2 or 3 months. I seem to be better things to do on a Sunday, to be honest. I'm not very religious at all.
I'm Prince Charles, that one. Doing what? I'm not quite sure. Well, that's your mother on there, isn't it? What's her name? No, it can't be, can
it? Yeah, well, it probably is.
What's her name? Her name, eh? It's a common issue of. That's her. No, I'm not sure. Tommy Clark. I'm not sure who that is, but that's an old one, isn't it?
It's on the Pandy.
Pre-war, isn't it?
Soon up brawling in the pubs of Pandy got into a
yeah.
Round to not only in the ring, like.
Almost became a champion with a claim to fame.
Is boxing still popular around here?
Yes, we had some in the club, funny enough. Amateurs, youngsters.
Really?
Yes.
Love you.
Yeah, when was it last week?
Fortnite ago.
Yeah, the local Ronda Club. They were fighting bouts from different people.
Fighting here in the club?
Yeah,
yeah.
The ring upstairs.
Oh, you've got a big room upstairs?
Oh, it's massive. It's a big club if you have a look around. It's quite fair size.
The boxing comes out and organises. They put the ring up and everything, see, and
we supply food and things like that, like.
We lay all the food and all the proceeds as well. They go to the amateur boxing.
Yeah.
It's a good night.
I was at a club in Drewbert and the Tynnewith Club, and they have a huge room for, I'd say, they say it's the biggest around here. Yeah,
lots
of boxing up there.
Oh, that's Tynnewith, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fair sized place, that is,
yeah.
Definitely.
Quite a big room
there. Yeah. Well, doing a bit about the local sports here,
yeah. Oh, we've got a fair sized hall upstairs, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
They train here or they train somewhere else?
No, they got the local club. I'm not quite sure where it is, but they say it's just a promotional thing to raise money, like, you know.
Gilvach, the club, isn't it?
Gilvach, that's it, right.
There'll be lots of good boxers produced in the
Valleys, yes. We've got a few here,
have we? We got one boy, well, he comes to the club regular. He was marvellous as amateur.
Darren Griffiths, he's a contender now, he's having a fight in the next fortnight, I think, I'm not sure.
His
photo's downstairs in the bar, if you have a look.
He's got his Welsh cap.
A little claim to fame down there, a little Welsh cap, some what have you.
There we are.
So we come on that.
And he comes here, well, he's your regular, isn't he? He used to serve you in the buyer anyway.
I hope he didn't come to harm, you know, because
the
arms on the head.
A dangerous sport nowadays, isn't it?
Yes.
But then again, I don't know.
So, well, whether wearing a helmet would help, and they do it hard, don't they?
Well, they say it, they don't realise now when they're being hit now with this, the headgear they do wear. So some people are saying it's the worst off by wearing it.
The worst off.
Yeah. So I don't know. Old Tonopandy and all his regalia. Oh, that's definitely the wrong down here, aerial type view. Not sure which part, man. There's not many tips left now, is there?
No.
It's an old one, isn't it?
That could be the side of the rugby club. It's a weird bit of waste ground, isn't it? Can't help
it.
It's like Kelly.
I'm not sure which one it is. Is he the blue line?
Is he the colliery?
Can't see another one.
Oh, that could be East Terrace. Ah, that's East Terrace, isn't it?
Hennessy, yeah. That would be the biggest. What is Hennessy? Of course it is. There's a railway bridge.
Yeah, it's East Terrace up there.
Yeah. That's the Lady Lewis, huh?
That's my grandma's. Yeah, my mother.
That's it. Lady Lewis place. That's up a gunner. That's by you. That's where I used to live.
Well, that house where I was, my mother used to live. Yeah.
I would used to live there.
Really?
Yeah, nearly down the end of that street, that's what my mother.
That's Watstone Tip, it's all coming to this now. Lady Lewis, for you, come up the thing. There's Watstone Tip, the Watstone Colliery's further up there, and the tram line up there. And they used to dump slag.
Yeah.
All this up here now is all forestry.
Solid trees.
Oh, it's all trees, it is. The Forestry Commission are taking it all over. Well, it is there, then. Walk over there, then. Would the flam went up there. Used to be a treat on a Sunday, that day. My grandfather took me a walk up there and called in the Bryn Fynan. Another pint. Well, he used to have a pint, I didn't, obviously, but.
You taught him well.
Right. Didn't help at all.
He had a pint, didn't he?
Yes. The good old days. This one I had no idea about. Anywhere, I couldn't.
It's on the pan, do you?
Yeah. Possibly.
To take the back to the houses then anyway.
It's an old photograph, isn't it? Bit funny, but. Oh, that's what I mean. That's a few years ago, that is.
Some of the shape of the back of the houses. I think it's Pandy anyway.
Oh, quite possible. Miskin Road, Triallo, I know that place.
You spot that or something like that?
I've read it.
Oh, you noticed the bottom. Made that bit now.
Yeah.
Are these good houses to live in?
Oh yes, very sound. I think they were made to last in them days.
Well built.
Yes, very well built.
And they're still in good condition.
No, well, they've been renovated now, and the, you know, the local council grants are helping and all the rest of it.
See, most of the walls are about 2 foot thick, the main walls of the house. They're quite...
I think these modern paper things, you know, paper thin walls and all the rest of it. They got real brick and plaster and all the rest of it. Modern ones today, it's all dry lining. They just put a plasterboard up, dry line it, and that's your lot, like.
And what do they like inside? What do they have accommodation they usually have?
Oh, three nonnies.
Three bedrooms.
Three bedrooms. Living room.